Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And my name is Michael. And I am a psychic medium, spiritual teacher, ordained minister, full body channel, and whatever else, maybe. So, yeah. Jack of all trades, I guess. I don't know. But that's who I am, and or at least that's not who I am. Those are just titles. Who I am is a spiritual being housed in a human form, having a human experience, and so are you. We get hung up on labels, titles, things like that. So, all right. All right. So, and Rose said I'm a good listener, so I guess we added something to my title here. So, but yeah. So, hey, you know, I appreciate Rose, and you know, I appreciate her helping me out and today, and so and always every day. So I don't know what I'd do without her, really. She's a good friend, and so I really do appreciate her. I think it's important for us to say that every once in a while, don't you think? Before we go very far into the program today, yesterday's program, I ended the program and I was going on my Twitter account and went over to a person that had been on this program several times actually with me, and I've been on his show a couple of times, and it's Aaron Knowlton, and I just love saying his last name, Knowlton. I don't know, it reminds me of like a candy bar or something, I don't know. Let's not tell him that, okay? He might not like that. But the one that I would say about Aaron, he's an awesome reader. I believe he's an awesome person. I don't know him really in detail, but every time he's been here, he's been awesome. And but right now, he needs our prayers. Him and his mom and their family, his nan, which I'm assuming is his grandma, is making a transition to the other side, and so he was posting some stuff, and you know, they've been in the hospital, you know, with her by her side during this time of her life and her journey home, and so if you've ever been in the hospital with somebody, it is tiring, it is draining, and I'm sure that you know, his mom and him and everybody else that has been doing this are a little worn out. And so let's just pray that they would get strength and, you know, that his nan, during this time, would make that transition home. Okay? And so I'm sure she's lived a good life, and it is time for her to go to the other side. But you know, I know how that feels. The transition time for all of us is a little hard when we have to, you know, sit there and wait. So, but pray for Aaron and his mom and the rest of that family. All right, I'm sure he would appreciate it. So, let's see, what else do I need to tell you? If you would like to have some instructions before you call into this program, please go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net and you will find a little page that says calling in. Click on that page. Go over there and read some guidelines. Okay, there are some guidelines in place. They have always been in place, but they are now in place for sure. And so please go over there to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Click on the call-in page, and you will see some guidelines, okay? One of those guidelines is one question per caller, and also another guideline for this program is that you must be 18 years old to call in here, all right? And so those are a few of them, all right? Also, please be ready. I've had this problem the last couple of days. I know it gets tiring waiting for me on the switchboard. I know that. I've been on other shows where I've been in the queue and I had to wait. It's not fun. And so I know that you get bored and I know that you get tired of waiting, but, you know, the one thing that I would ask you to do is please pay attention, because when I click on you, if you're not there, then I'm going to move on to the next caller. Then you're going to have to wait until the next time to call in. I will not go back to your call. All right? So those are just some things that I won't do. All right? All right, but I do appreciate you calling in. If you would like to be a part of the program, how you do that is you pick up your phone, you dial these numbers, 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316 is a call-in number to this program. My personal website address is www.insightswithmichael.com. You can learn about me, set up full readings over there, and all that kind of stuff. All right. So, let's just talk for a minute. Have you ever just had a day, you know, where it just seems like no matter what you do, nothing is going right? Have you ever had one of those days where no matter how hard you try, it just seems like the cards are stacked against you or something? Have you ever had one of those? Maybe I'm the only one that has those days sometimes. But, you know, one of those days is today, sort of. And I was just like, you know, at one point today already in the morning, I had to count to 10. That's how I calm down when I have those moments. We all have those. And you're supposed to count to 10 or count down from 10. And that's how I do it. I count down. I go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then I'm supposed to calm down by the time I get to 1. Today, I think I've counted that several times already today. So, but, you know, it's okay. You know, because we're all learning. We're learning about ourselves. And I think a lot of things are going on right now is that we have a lot of stuff coming up in us and it's trying to get out of us, and we're shoving it down and we're shoving it down and we're having some difficulties, okay? So, but, you know, if you're having a bad day, just like me, breathe, okay? Let's breathe through it, all right? I don't know about you, but let's take a deep breath in, okay, together. Let's take a deep breath in. Breathe in. And let's breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. All right. And be sure you're grounded today. Be sure you're white-lighted, all those things. And today we're going to be talking about something that I've been wondering about. And so we're going to talk about it. We're going to learn together. And we're going to try to figure some things out. Okay. So a lot of times in life, is it our stuff, somebody else's stuff, past life stuff? Or is it a psychic attack? How can we figure that out? So I'm going to say that again. Okay, like right now, is this my stuff, somebody else's stuff, past life stuff, or is it something else? We're going to look at the something else. All right. Let's see. Oh, I got to pull a card for the show. I'm falling behind here. All right, let's pull a card. Healing with the Angel deck card comes out of there today for the show. Signs. Spirit's talking to us constantly. Every second of our lives, Spirit is talking. The question that I want to ask you today, are we paying attention to the signs? The little signs, those little things that Spirit is saying, hey, you know, this is what's going on. And also, are we paying attention to the warning signs that are going on in our body that are telling us, beep, 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 warning? You know, pay attention to what's going on. If you're frazzled a little bit, pay attention to what is going on with you. Try to figure it out. What is that? We're going to be talking about some things today, trying to figure some stuff out. Okay, for you, for me, for our world in general. Let's go ahead and let's open with prayer and let's get Michael out of the way here, and let's get Spirit working through Michael. And so let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us. And I truly thank you for this day. Even if I'm a little frazzled today, Father, Mother God, I thank you for those frazzled moments. Because in these frazzled moments, I know that you're working something out of me, something in me. You're working with me for my higher good. And Father, Mother God, let me see those little signs that you're showing me today. Let me see the big signs that you're showing me today. But most above everything else, let me know that everything is under your control and everything is okay and everything will work out. And Father, Mother God, if anybody else is a little frazzled today, let them know the same thing. Father, Mother God, I thank you for my listeners right now. I thank you for their lives, and I ask that you would help them. Father, Mother God, right now I pray for Aaron Norton and his mom and their family and his nan at this time. Father, Mother God, give them the strength to get through this time. For there's a purpose and a reason for everything, a season for everything, a season to be born, in a season to make a transition. And right now, it's his nan's turn to make that transition. And we pray at this moment in time that she has a safe journey home. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I ask that you would help me move totally out of the way. I can feel a lot of me in the way still. And Father, Mother, God, please help me get out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your love inside of me. I thank you for your strength in all situations. And give us wisdom and understanding where sometimes we lack it. And Father, Mother, God, right now surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. All right. Let's go ahead and put on a song to open the show. This song that I'm about to play has major significance for me in my life. And I'm going to just lead into it. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story here. There was a time in my life when I didn't know what step was next for me. I was questioning everything. Everything to me seemed like it was falling apart. And, you know, the one thing I'm learning in life is that sometimes we have to break the foundation up to build a new foundation. It's not always easy, but sometimes it's necessary. And there was a time in my life when I just didn't know what was next for me. Spirit had put me in a place where I had to really look at me, really examine me. And actually, in a lot of ways, saved my life. And then one day, I was listening to the radio and I heard this song that I'm about to play. And it became my theme song, and it still is that today. I Believe I Can Fly. And we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
And I can do it if Yolanda, won't you sing the song?
See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes the silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve, yeah. But first it's got to start. I wrote him this letter. Anyway, for a couple days I ignored him. Today,
I saw him, I didn't say hi because I just think that he should talk to me first. So
okay.
The first thing he says to me, he says, okay. What is up? I said, nothing much, just the rain. And so what was he expecting me to question him about what went on?
I'm not sure, and now I sort of remember. This is are you guys both recovering? Is this that call? Is that okay? All right. Okay. I sort of remember now. All right. My spirit guide jogged my memory.
Spirit guide.
I know he is an awesome spirit guide.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I'd do without him. I do feel like that Adam here. You know. He's just filling out the water. He's just testing things, you know, sort of sticking his toe in there, you know, seeing if it's cold, hot, or whatever. And I feel like that was the right response for you right today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do feel like that he's questioning a little bit here, and it sort of got him off. It sort of got him off his little game a little bit here, and so that's okay. We need to get him out of his head and into his heart. Go ahead.
I just think that what is in the past is there, and
right.
I like you were talking about making friends. So, I mean, unless he asks me a question about the past, I'm not going to give him any answer. Otherwise, I'm just going to continue and just be myself.
Right. Well, and that's all you can be. You can't be anybody
uh-huh.
else. You tried mm-hmm. being somebody else. It didn't work out for you very well. And so we don't want to put that outfit back on. It don't work.
Nope,
so
it doesn't.
It doesn't fit anymore. You're a different mm-hmm. person. And the problem and the one that I will tell you, as I'm just going to give you a heads up a little bit, as you advance and as you more awaken to who you truly are, which is that spiritual being inside, you know, there are a chance that there are going to be people around you that you're not going to want around you anymore. I'm not saying that Adam's one of them, but I'm just saying that in my own life, I've had people come and people go because the more our light shine, it makes them uncomfortable sometimes. And I will tell you, and we talked about this the other day, and I'm going to just mention it again. Adam is hurting right now, really, really hard.
That.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, he's just. All mixed up. He doesn't know heads from tails, and
right.
you know, I just feel sorry for him. But the one thing that I would tell you, you know, just proceed with caution as you develop this friendship, even
mm-hmm.
because I, you know, just like you, you know, you made a choice to recover, and I'm glad about that, and I
mm-hmm.
can see a bright future ahead for you. Will Adam stay with his recovery? I hope so. But I will tell you right now that I'm a little concerned about his recovery, okay? And so I would just, you know, pray for him. I will be doing the same. I'll be asking my listeners to do the same. But I will tell you, Adam looks very shaky right now, okay?
Yeah. Does he – now, will he remember I always told him if he ever needed me night or day that he is welcome to call me?
Oh, yeah, he'll remember that, you know, and I might, you know, expect a call from him. It doesn't look like any time this week, possibly sometime next week, but, you know, he does need somebody, you know, hopefully he'll call a sponsor, because I really do feel like he's shaky right now, but, you know, just pray for him, and let's see what things happen, okay, with him, all right?
That's fine. I want to tell you, on my Facebook, I put in that post-it box, what's on your mind. I said, watch Spiritual Radio with Michael. He's the man on Block Talk Radio.
Well, I appreciate that. That was awesome, and that's nice of you. I appreciate it so
much.
Oh,
well, I think you're terrific, and that's why I sent you that good energy for yourself, okay?
Well, thank you. I'm sending it right back to you, and you know, we all need each other. And so if you hey, if you ever have a bad day and you need a friend, you drop me an email, okay?
I will. And thank you because you've been great, and I'll be coming back. And, hey, can I have your website again so if maybe I can book a reading with you?
Yeah, and right now would be a good time because I'm running a special right now. It's like 20 minutes for $20. That's a good
deal. Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't get paid till next week.
Right, yeah. And the one thing, if you just drop me – you know, next week I know that that deal's ending, but if you drop me an email next week and say you talk to me, I'll give you that deal next week, okay?
All righty, I'll do that. Oh, thank you very much.
All right, drop me an email. All right, thank you.
Will
do.
God bless you. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, because I know that money's tight for everybody, and I understand that. So, but let's go ahead and talk to Woody. Hi, Woody.
How you doing, Michael?
Good. Somebody was just talking about you the other day. We were saying, where's Woody? So we hadn't talked to him for a while. So, but yeah. All right. How can I help you today?
I'm just wondering what message I guess you get from me.
Okay. Why am I picking up a lot of discouragement around you, Woody? Why do I feel discouraged when I'm tapping into your energy? What's going on?
I'm just wondering, I guess, the next step where I go at, and
okay.
And I'm thinking about the partner I'm working with. Is this the right partnership, or I should let it go and go to a new partnership? So I'm just
okay.
trying to weigh everything out. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe that's what I'm feeling. Because I just feel, you know, I think everybody's in this little funk thing right now. So, you know, but I would tell you, Woody, things do look okay to me for your past. I will tell you there's a possibility here that you're going to be shifting partners here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would give it a little longer. I would give it here till at least September. If things are not advancing the way you think they should be advancing, you know, trust the intuition inside of Woody, and there's a reason you're feeling this. So I would give it till September. I feel like that there is a change here, a possible change here. It looks like to me in October here with a different person that will help you with this, okay? But I would give it at least a few more months here. You know, don't make any rush decisions. A lot of times, when we're frustrated, the one thing I would tell everybody is this is not the time to make rash decisions. Okay, that's not a good time. When you're all in your head, not a good time to make decisions. But I definitely see things on track here. Let me pull some cards. Yeah, definitely got support from your angels. I got a support card popping up here. They actually want you to spend some time outdoors. Do you like being outside?
Yeah.
Spirit wants you out. Okay. The one reason, Woody, is I feel right now that you just need to clear your head. You know, I just feel not just with your business, not just with your career moving forward musically and all this stuff, but every of your life, it just seems like you just need to clear your head a little bit here. And so I would go, you know, find a nice park, do some meditation, just close your eyes, relax a little bit. And unwind, because it feels like you're pretty well wound up like a little top at the moment. So I would just try to relax here. The next card, manifest what you want. Okay, I talk about this a lot on this program. I definitely believe it. I've seen it in my own life. So manifest what you want. The one thing I want to tell you, Woody, okay, I want you today to write down on a piece of paper where you want this career to go. I want you to visualize it step by step. I want you to see the end. I want you to see where you really want to be, okay? And then I want you to look at the steps that you have to take to get there, okay? But manifest that. Bring that to you because you're definitely talented. I would hate to see you give up. You know, continue moving forward. But as far as the partner goes, you know, give it till September. If it doesn't change by September, I do see somebody else coming in here in October. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You hang in there, Woody. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, and I appreciate you calling in. Yeah, I don't know who I was just talking the other day. We were talking about people because there's just certain people that call into the show a lot, and Woody's one of them, and I'm glad about that. But, you know, there's just some people that when you guys don't call me, I'll be like, okay, where are they? What is going on? And so, because it's like James, Woody, you know, just some other people, Ann, Susie, you know, there's some regular people that call me. And so that's awesome and that's cool. And I miss you when I don't hear from you for a while. So just so you know that. All right, let's talk to 216. Could you say your name for me? Hi.
Sean. It's Sean.
Okay, thank you. All right, I didn't know how to say that, so I thought I lit you.
Thank you.
No problem. How can I help?
I've been trying to have a baby for the past 2 years, and I recently miscarried in December, and I wanted to know, will I ever get pregnant and birth another child, or?
Okay. All right. Let's look at this. I want to tell you, I'm going to say yes, and I'm also going to tell you that the child that you just lost is actually working in your behalf to bring another child in your life, because I definitely see that. I'm going to say that the child that you know you were getting ready to have and just wasn't the right timing on this was like a little boy, but I do feel like that he is working on your behalf to get things rolling here. Okay. I can almost see him like in little baby heaven, if there's such a place, you know, getting things prepared. But I would say that you will get pregnant. Will it be this year? Very questionable, but I'm going to go with, looks like to me, possibly looks like November that you would find out. Okay. And I will tell you that when you do have your first child, I do believe that that first child is a boy. I will tell you that. And I also feel like it's going to have the middle name of somebody else that has been here already on our planet. But you know, the one thing I would tell you, definitely a little boy. I would see more next year. Okay, on that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Michael.
Yeah, no problem. And you know, I'm sorry for your loss, you know, this miscarriage. You know, I know that's hard on a lot of women, and, you know, but the one thing I will tell you, you know, you didn't do anything wrong. You know, sometimes it's just all in timing, and we just have to see
right.
that, okay? Yeah, it is frustrating because when I was married, me and my wife, we tried and tried to have kids. We just couldn't. I mean, it's frustrating. And so, but I left it up to Spirit, and now looking back at it, I know Spirit was in charge because of how things worked out with my life there. But, you know, everything has a purpose and a time and a season. But I would see a child in your path more next year. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. It was nice talking to you. All right.
You
bye-bye.
Do the same.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. If you would like to talk to me, I will tell you, have one more call. So on my switchboard. And so my call-in number, in case you're listening to this program, and you're sitting there probably like now, right now, thinking, I just don't have a question. I don't know. But I feel like I'm supposed to call him. If you're feeling that, you most likely need to listen to that. 347-327-9316. You know, I've done that a few times. I'll be listening to some shows here on Blog Talk, and I'll be sitting here, and I'll be like, okay, I really don't have a question, but I'm feeling nudged to call in, and I don't call in to a lot of shows. I will tell you that. I don't call in a lot of shows. You're not going to hear my voice on too many shows here on Blog Talk. But the one thing that I do is I do listen to Spirit, and if Spirit's saying, hey, you need to call in, I call in, all right? 347-327-9316. Otherwise, you get to hear me talk here in a little bit. So let's talk to Carol. Hi, Carol. Appreciate you calling in today. Hi. Hello? Is Carol? Oh, Carol. We dropped Carol. Rose, when Carol calls back in, Carol, please call back in. Please let me know. Tell her we're sorry. I don't know what happened there. But when Carol calls back in. So, all right. We're going to be waiting for Rose to screen me a couple of calls here. I think that Carol just called back in. So we're going to do that. The one thing that I will tell you while we're doing that is let's go over. I really feel like the Spirit wants us to do this. So, You know, the song that I played, I Believe I Can Fly, I'm going to read the lyrics of that song to you. I think a lot of times we listen to songs, but we're not listening to the words. We're not listening to the words. And these writers, a lot of these writers of these songs have channeled spirit through a lot of this music that's out on our planet. And so I want to read the lyrics of the song because it means so much to me. And so I used to think that I could not go on. And life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. You know, there's a lot of times in our lives that we just think that we can't go on. You know, there's times that, you know, even in my own life sometimes I think, man, you know, can I go on? You know, are things going to get better? I mean, I have those moments. I have those questioning moments. I'm human a little bit. And so, but, you know, then I think, man, you know, I look at where Spirit has brought me from to where I'm at today. And I know the meaning of true love because it's the Spirit within me. And I can face whatever I have to face because I'm leaning on that. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning on the Spirit that never ends. Goes on and on, my friend. Right? If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. You know, I said that the other day. You know, we got to see it, believe it, get it. I want to say it again. We got to see it, believe it, get it. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. You know, when I started Blog Talk a long time ago, I've been on Blog Talk for a while. When I started Blog Talk, I just thought, okay, can I do this? Is this what Spirit really is calling me to do? You know, back in 2006, when I believed that Spirit called me to do what I'm doing, you know, I had to see it. I had to see the vision. I had to see what Spirit was going to try to do through me. Because we all have a purpose. We all have a plan. We all have a reason for being. And I had to see it. You know, sometimes that vision, I'll tell you, sometimes the vision gets a little cloudy here and there. But I still see it. So if I can see it, then I can do it. If I believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. Then the next words are, I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve, but first I know it starts inside of me. Back in the day, when I first heard that song, I didn't understand that last line that I'm about to read again. I didn't understand that. I want to read that again to you. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. I remember one day I was frustrated, sort of like I am a little bit today. And I was just out shooting some baskets on a basketball court just to try to relieve some of the tension I was feeling. And I was singing this song at the top of my lungs, looking up at the sky, thinking, I believe I can fly. I believe you're going to help me out of this mess. and that there is something better for me. There is something different. There's something you're doing in my life, and I'm going to try to believe that. I'm going to see that it starts inside of me. We can look for answers outside of us, but that's not where the answers are. The answers are inside, where Spirit is, in us. For we are divinity, housed at this moment in time in human forms. And we are going to have those moments when we forget that a little bit, and our human form is going to be showing up a little bit more than we wish at times. But it's okay. It's okay to be human at times. It's okay to be frustrated at times. It's okay to be mad at times. And it's okay to yell at the top of your lungs at times. But the one thing that we can never forget is that it starts inside of us. That there are miracles in life that you must achieve, that I must achieve. We all have a purpose. You have a purpose, I have a purpose. We all have a reason for being. None of us are on planet Earth just to take up planet Earth air. We're here for a reason and a purpose, and we got to believe that and see that. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. Let's take some calls here. Michelle, I appreciate it. Well, let's actually go to Carol. She's called back in. Let's go back to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. That happens. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling for a general reading. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick here, and I'm going to have to hit my air conditioning on. It's getting warm in my office. It's getting a little hot in here. Focus. Spirit just wants you to stay focused. A lot of times it's easy to get off focus, you know, to forget where we're aiming at. And so Spirit's coming in here today saying, hey, Carol, you know, focus, you know, because a lot of times in business, especially when we're doing business or, you know, we get caught up in our lives, you know, our everyday life sometimes can pull on us. And so right now I feel like they're a little bit off focus here, you know. So what I would do is take your hand, adjust the little focus thing, and focus a little better here. Because that's one thing that Spirit's saying. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Okay, next card is power. I feel like that right now Spirit wants me to remind you that you are a spiritual being and to stand in that power. I feel like that right now with some kind of decision that's going on right now, you're giving your power away a little bit to somebody else. Does that make sense? Because does that make any sense to you?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes we just don't, we get caught up in the third dimension and forget that we are the same beings. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that that's what's going on with a lot of us right now. You know, we're forgetting who we truly are, and we're stepping into, you know, a lot of our human stuff. And so, you know, that's okay to feel that every once in a while, but it's not okay to stay there. But, you know, the one thing I would tell you, you know, take back your power, you know, get out of that third dimension thinking and, you know, step back into that other, okay? Move up with your higher vibration. One thing that I would recommend to you today, Carol, and one thing that's been helping me is I went to YouTube and I started been listening to some YouTube videos on a higher vibration, just that, you know, finding that works for you. You know, I like bass. I like that boom, boom, boom noise. And so it really helps me, and it does help raise my vibration. So, you know, find out what's working for you to raise your vibration and raise your vibration a little bit today, okay?
Okay.
But you're going to be okay. Things are going to work out. Whatever you're facing right now will pass. Looks like really actually the beginning of July, actually when we go into summer solstice, which is right around the corner, I was going to say July, but Spirit said as soon as the summer solstice, which I think is next Friday actually, you know, once we step into that, you're going to feel a major shift, a positive shift here. And I see July, August, September looking really good for you business-wise and on a professional level, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. All right, you have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling back. All right, let's go ahead and let's go up and talk to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to ask you a question, Michelle, because this might be you. It might be Carol, because all of a sudden, as I'm getting ready to take your call, I have a headache. Have you been having a headache?
Not recently, but it's something that's been kind of not in the last few days, but in the last couple months.
Okay, maybe a headache is not what I want to describe here. I'm going to describe sort of what I'm feeling, okay? Because maybe I'm describing it wrong, okay? It's like pressure. I feel like pressure on my head a little bit. Do you feel that? Just a little bit of pressure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of that is you awakening. These are awakening symptoms that you're feeling. So it's just that, I don't know, at times it feels like your head's like in a little vice grip, sort of. That's the way I can describe it. So that will ease up here. Looks like here probably by the weekend that should be easing up on you. You're not going to feel that so much. Did you have a question you want to ask me? I'm sorry.
Well, what's going on in my career is really the main focus of what my issue is right now. But I don't know if that's a question I should further explore, or if there's something that you normally don't say this, but normally I just pick a question. But maybe there's something else that I need to hear from you today.
Okay, let's pull some cards here really quick. Hold on for just a second. I'm going to go hit the air conditioner on. Just hold on for just a second, okay?
Sure.
Okay, sorry about that. I forgot that I was going to do that, and then I was like, okay, I'm hot. and I'm sure you might be a little hotter. You're in Florida, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have no problems.
Yeah.
You take care of that.
Yeah. Humidity in Florida, I heard, is crazy. Let's go ahead. As far as your – let's focus on your career for a minute. Okay. Are you thinking about a change?
I have some things going on. I'm self-employed, and I'm doing certain things myself, and I'm looking into different options, but I'm also kind of tied up with these other people, like two other people, for like a working arrangement.
Oh, okay.
It's
all
not
right.
Horrible, but there's a lot of stuff with it.
Yeah, just a lot of feel a lot of pressure. It feels like, I don't know, it feels like that there is something else hooked to this. It's like these people are there, but it also feels like that there's something else. It's like, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. Maybe that will come to me as we talk here. But the one thing that I would tell you is just you got to breathe. First of all, you're a person that the one thing I like about you is that when you set your mind to do something, you do it. I mean, you're a very focused person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's sometimes too much. Okay.
Yeah, I can do a little
of that. I would probably have a problem working with you because you're but there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's like you get focused and you just seem, you know, you're a person that demands excellence. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I probably would have a problem. But the one thing I would tell you is, you know, just focus and things like that. Let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick and let's see if there is something that Spirit wants to talk to you about today. The one thing is study the situation that you're in right now. I got a study card in front of me. And really examine the people that you mentioned a while ago that's really involved in this. You know, I feel like that they're putting a little bit of unnecessary pressure on you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, it looks like to me that you're going to have to express yourself a little bit here and, you know, do it in a very nice way. But I just feel like that they're being unreasonable here, okay? And there's just some things out of your control. There's just some things that you have no power over. And so I just feel like that they're just being unreasonable. And so you might want to study the situation there. You know, really examine yourself. I feel like that right now the self-acceptance card comes in here. You know, I feel like that some also at the same time that this is coming up, this is bringing up some past memories as well, you know, from your childhood or something like that where you've been in a similar situation. And does that make any sense? Because that's what I'm feeling a little bit. I feel like
Okay.
And so yeah. I would really examine that, you know, ask your angels to heal that. I also will tell you, we were going to talk about past life stuff here in a minute. I also will tell you that I definitely sense a past life in this. Okay, and what I mean by that is I feel like you've been here before, okay,
mm-hmm.
and in this situation. And I think before what happened here is you let people bully you into something you didn't want to do, okay? And does that make sense that I would be talking about this? Okay, all
mm-hmm.
right. Okay, and so I would really watch that in this case because I feel like you're almost in the same situation. And it is scary for you to stand up, but you got to take back your power and stuff like that. Nowhere in our lives should we let other people bully us around, okay? And so does that make sense why I would be talking like this? Because I have no idea why. Okay, all right. Because I have no idea why I'm talking like this, but as long as you know, I think we're hitting something. But, you know, I do feel like that things will, you know, get better. The one thing that you're going to really have to look at with this situation, this business thing, is you're going to have to look, is it worth the sacrifices you're making? And you might have to walk on this.
I'm down to two, though. I mean, I can choose, but it's making things difficult. There's something blocking me.
Yeah, a lot of it's your fear, you know, that's what I'm sensing. There's a lot of fear here. Let me look at this. Okay, so what I want you to do for me, Michelle, I want you to look at these two things that you just mentioned, and I want you to get them in your head a little bit for me, and then I'm going to see if I can see what this block is for sure, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me know when you got them in your head for me.
Okay, we're pretty good.
Okay, all right. And let me see if we can see what this block is, okay? I'm going to be quiet for just a second. All right. Yeah, a lot of insecurity here for some reason. Is your financial situation really based on this situation that you're in right now?
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel a lot of insecurity, a lot of fear. Just like, okay, if this doesn't work out, what am I going to do for food sort of situation? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You know, I would examine this still. Ask your angels to help you with this. I definitely will be praying about it. I would stick with this for a little bit, but I will tell you that you're really going to have to make some choices. There is no place in our world that you should give up who you are to please other people, okay? And I know it's scary for us to step into ourselves, but we need to do that. And so, but hopefully that helps you, and hopefully you made sense out of all that stuff that I said, because I don't know why I was talking like that. So, but I do appreciate you calling in. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks.
Hopefully that helped. All right. Bye bye.
Yeah. Bye.
All right. Bye bye. Yeah. Sometimes I just start talking, and I don't know why I'm talking the way I'm talking, and so hopefully you do. So all right, let's go ahead and talk to you. Let's talk to Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, you mentioned a headache, and my head's been killing me for a week, and I have a headache right now.
Is your headache located right about between your eyes?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because it's like a lot of stress. Are you under a lot of stress right now?
Oh, I am. Yep.
Okay, yeah, because it just feels like somebody's, like, got a little ball bat and just beating your head.
Yeah, it won't go away. So I wanted to let you know that.
Okay. Hey, Boo, can I look at this before you ask your question? Can I look at... Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Let me look at this, okay? I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to see what's causing this. And let's see if... Have you been to a doctor with this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I'm feeling a lot of pressure. The one thing I will tell you, I'm feeling something in your head, and I'm not a medical trained, I'm not a doctor, but I'm seeing like something pushing on something in your head. So if this doesn't get better, you know, they might have to, have they ever done a CAT scan on your head?
No.
Okay, you might ask your doctor to run a CAT scan if this doesn't get better. Right now you're under a lot of stress. We're going to chalk this up to stress for a moment. But if it doesn't get better, if it doesn't get better here, keep an early eye on it. If it doesn't get better, they might want to do a CAT scan because I'm seeing something in your head that I'm a little concerned about. Okay?
Okay.
Now, can you ask your question, please?
Sure. Well, I guess my main concern is in regards to my young nephew. I'm trying to get guardianship of him.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to find, you know, how this is going to end up, hopefully in our favor.
Okay. All right. I don't want his first name on air, but could you just say his first initial for me, please?
Yep, M.
Okay, thank you. All right. Spirit saying yes.
Yeah. Oh,
that
thank
you,
God.
That you could, yeah, he needs to get out of that situation. He's in a very bad situation. I'm really sorry for him. He needs out of there. So we're going to see that. We're going to manifest that just for his higher good. And so that's all we want for his life. And he would be a whole lot better off with you. You know, when he does come there, you know, I'm going to give you a heads up. There's going to be a little bit of rebellion. There's going to be a little bit of kicking and screaming from him. But he's been in a very bad environment, bad situation. He's an awesome kid. He just needs to heal a lot of stuff. But, you know, I do believe that Spirit's going to pull him out of there because he needs to get out of there to save his life. And unfortunately, you know, I'm really sorry what I'm seeing for him, but at least nice thing, angels are about to pull him out of there and put him in a safe place, which is with you. So I'm going to say yes, yes, yes. Timeline on this, I don't have one, but I would say soon. I would say at least by sometime next year, okay?
Wow.
If not sooner.
Yeah.
I'm hoping sooner. I'm hoping sooner because the longer he's there, just the more junk he has to put up with. And so I'm hoping sooner. You know, I'm hoping sooner. But with everything inside of me, I'm going to say next year.
Yeah. All right then. Well, nice talking with you, I guess.
Nice talking to you. Okay. You take care of yourself and let me know how things are going with him. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah. Let's just stop and pray for right now. And let's pray for this young man that's in this bad situation. And you know, Joyce wants to help him and you know, get him a better life. You know, a lot of us have been in bad situations. A lot of us have been there. And it's no fun when you're in a bad situation. It's no fun to be abused. It's no fun to go through that. And so we're going to pray for this young man. I don't know his name, except M. But, you know, the one thing, Spirit knows his name, knows right where he is right now. And so that's a nice thing. And so let's go ahead and pray for him. Father, Mother, God, my heart just goes out to this young man that's in this bad situation. And you know, Joyce wants to help him, and you know, I know that you're putting in her heart to do so. And Father, Mother, God, I don't know exactly what kind of stuff he's in, but I know it's not good. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just help him right now. And you know, if you want to move up on the timeline on this, that would be pretty awesome for him, for everybody involved. And Father, Mother, God, until you get him out of there, can you please keep him safe? Can you put him right now under a bubble of white light? And Father, Mother, God, next time somebody tries to put their hand on him, let them know that that's not a good idea. He might not know the spirit within him. He might not know how to work with that yet. But Father, Mother, God, he is a spiritual being housed in this moment in time in a human form. And his human form has had enough. So, Father, Mother, God, let the spirit him rise up. Let the spirit him know what to do. And right now, I ask Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael to come forward. Archangel Michael, you are the protection angel. And I do not want to see another second of this young man being abused. Not another second. So I ask you to guard him, to protect him until you can get him out of there. Archangel Raphael, I ask that you would help this young man heal in every area of his life, emotionally, physically, and just touch his heart right now. Let him know that he is loved. He might not even understand that right now, but let him know that without a doubt. And I ask that you would help him out of this situation. Heal all concerned, and we thank you for it. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Lisa. Lisa, you are on air with me.
Hi, Michael. I really enjoy your messages.
Thank you.
I have felt a shift yesterday, and I'm in love with a man, and I'm looking for a job. So tell me what I need to hear. I felt this really wave come over.
Okay.
And I think it has to do with all of them.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. All right. I'm sorry, I'm still on that emotional call that just came in. Could you please repeat your question? I'm really sorry. Go ahead.
Not a problem. I felt a shift yesterday. A lot of it has to do with the man I'm in love with.
Okay.
And me looking for a career. So tell me what I need to know.
All right. The man is coming into your life, looks like in a couple months. As far as your career goes, looks like about the end of the year that things are going to start opening up. Yesterday was a shift for you. It was a shift day for you. Something broke loose here. There was a block, okay? I don't know what the block was, but it's gone, so we don't even have to worry about it. It's not there anymore, okay? So it doesn't matter what it was. It just matters it's not there. But I do feel like that things are going to ready to move for you. You're opening up to love, you're opening up to that, and that's a good thing. And so I feel like it's time. You know, I feel like that this is the divine timing of spirit in your life, moving on your behalf, and so that's a good thing. Does all that make sense?
Well, no. I'm currently involved with a man right now.
All right. That relationship, So you are in a relationship right now?
Yes. His first initial is D.
Okay. Because I saw... Okay.
Well, tell me what you see, because if D is leaving, I need to know.
Okay. Because I'm going to stick with what I said. Let me see what's going on here. Let me look at this a little closer, okay? But for right now, I'm going to stick with what I saw because I've checked it twice and I'm still seeing the same thing with the guy, you know, in about 2 months. But let me look at this and let me see what's going on here. And Let me triple check this, okay? Because I just think it was I just get done with an emotional call, so let me be sure that my energy and everything's in place here, okay? So, yeah, I'm still seeing. Okay, let's talk about it. Have you guys been having problems in your relationship that you're in now?
No, I mean, he's a very busy guy, and, you know, and I'm trying not to be codependent or, you know,
All right.
overly jealous girlfriend or, you know, jealous
right.
girlfriend.
Yeah. You don't want to be that jealous person. I'm going to go with what I'm feeling here, and I'm really sorry. But I'm feeling like for some reason that this relationship is about to end. Now, that doesn't mean that it can't be fixed. I feel like communication, and this is what I want to talk to you about, okay? Because I will tell you, the reason I saw another person coming in is because there was a lack of communication in a relationship, okay? And so if communication can improve here, then, and you guys really talk about what's going on with him, because I feel like that he is staying busy to avoid stuff. A lot of times people do that, especially guys. I will tell you, guys are really bad about this. And so we get really busy. We try to find anything to do to avoid stuff. Okay? So, and we're just that. I don't know why we do that. We just do it. And I remember when I was in my marriage, to avoid problems, I'd be out mowing my yard even when my yard didn't need mowed, just so I'd have something to do. Keep them busy. So communication is the key here. I believe this can be saved, but you're going to have a sit-down talk and really figure out what's going on with him, because I feel like that the problem is with him. I feel like that he's about to walk. And one thing I will tell you, I do believe it can be stopped, but communication is the key here, okay? Sit down dinner and some serious communication. And without that, then I would say that this relationship will end, and then somebody else will come into your path here, okay? Sorry, that's what I'm seeing.
You mentioned, you said that you saw a name with the man in 2 months. What was the name?
I can't remember. I don't know if I said that. I don't know. I can't remember. Sorry. But
no. Am I going to meet him locally, or how am I going to meet him?
I feel like that it would be a local guy. I feel like that he is in the area. So, or it could be something about business. I keep seeing business related with this other thing. But the one thing that we're going to try to do is we're going to see the relationship you're in now fixed, because I really feel like that you're really emotionally invested here. And so we're going to try to see this fixed, okay? But I will tell you, if it doesn't fix, then there's somebody else. You're not going to be by yourself. But I really know that you're invested in this, and I feel like that this person really cares about you. The person you're with now really cares about you. But we got to see if he can deal with the situations that are in his life that are stopping this, okay? And, you know, anytime you're in a relationship, there's two people. And so that's what's happening right now. But I do believe a sit-down communication can help here, okay?
Okay, we'll try. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, sorry. I have to tell you what I'm seeing, and that's just what I'm seeing. We're going to take a little break because I got to deal with the dog. And so we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. Okay, we are back. All right, so, I want to tell you that we are having a guest tomorrow. Talking about relationships, tomorrow I'm going to have Candy Holt with me. Tomorrow, you can learn more about her and the show over on our website. The official website for the show is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. And you can go over there and read about her. She will be with us tomorrow. Tomorrow's program, it will be at 1 p.m. Central. 1 p.m. Central tomorrow. Okay? She will be with us then. We're looking forward to that. I will tell you, unless I'm feeling better after tomorrow, we will not be having a show on Friday or Saturday at this moment in time. That can be subject to change. I'm physically not feeling good, as well as some other stuff going on with me. We're going to be taking some time off, I think. That would be Friday and Saturday's program will be not on air. But that is subject to change, and we hope it changes, all right? But I just thought I'd give you a heads up. Let's see, what else is going on? Let's talk about something really quick here. Let's talk about psychic attacks. Whoa, I know, nobody likes to talk about this. Okay. You know, when we think about psychic attacks, we think, oh my gosh, monsters and dark entities and, you know, boogeymans and all that stuff. You know, but if we don't realize that, if we don't realize that psychic attacks are real, then we're set up for a psychic attack. Okay? It's like, let's look at it this way. I watched a movie the other day called The Alamo. Okay? The Alamo was a church, and then they built defenses around it because it was being attacked. Okay? So what I'm saying is a lot of times we don't think that we can be attacked. We don't want to think that there's an enemy. We don't want to think that somebody could be throwing negative energy at us or towards us. And, you know, nobody wants to think that, you know. But it's the case of sometimes. You know, I would love to live in fairy tale land and think that everybody is working with good light energy. And that would be awesome. But it just isn't the truth right now. And so the one thing I'll tell you is there is a flip side of the coin. There's light and there's dark. And for us to stick our heads in the sand and to pretend that that's not true sets us up for a major attack. We got to know where our areas are weak in our lives. We got to know where those things are. You know, it's like people on the battlefield. Right now, we got some men and women out on battlefields. And, you know, the people in charge of them, you know, they look at, okay, this is where we're weak right now. So they put more troops over there. So if you're feeling weak, maybe you're under an attack right now. So what are some of the symptoms of you know, maybe indicate negative or dark psychic energies or spirits or entities? You know, I will tell you, on our planet are earthbound spirits. Earthbound spirits have still emotions. They still can cause a little bit of chaos. They don't want to eat you, so don't worry about that. But they can create chaos. Okay? So we do have some of that stuff going on our planet. All right. Okay, one of the signs that you could be under a psychic attack is suddenly acting totally out of character. Let's say that you're usually really nicey, sweetie, and all of a sudden you're like a bear wanting to eat people. Okay, that might be totally out of your character. That could mean that you're under an attack of some sort. All right? Major changes in your behavior for no apparent reason. Okay, a loss of memory. Now, loss of memory, you know, some of these, you know, could be other stuff going on too. Okay, not everything that I'm about to tell you. Please listen to me. All of these symptoms could be other things too. All right, not all of these are going to be that you're under an attack. You're going to have to trust the intuition inside of you. And the intuition inside of you will say, yay, nay, whatever. So trust that, all right? Loss of memory could be an attack, you know, where you're just like, I can't remember anything. Don't know why you're at the store. That could be, you know, you're not grounded. Could be a lot of stuff going on right there. So, but I would look at possibly, you know, a psychic attack there. Major changes in your clarity or thinking. Okay. Sudden ongoing fatigue for no apparent reason. You're just tired. You're just drained. You're just like, I cannot even move. Okay, that could be depression, which is a serious thing that you might want to look at and, you know, get some help about that. But also it could be a psychic attack. So, or it could be you're just not feeling good. So, like I said, there's a lot of things here that could be a lot of other stuff. So pay attention to your body. Pay attention to what's going on inside of you and stuff like that. Okay. Hearing someone's voice regularly. Let's talk about it. If you're recognizing a voice of somebody that you know is sort of ticked off at you, or maybe you done wrong, or at least they think you did them wrong, and you're hearing their voice, most likely that is a psychic attack. Okay. In that case, what you need to do is white light yourself, ask your angels to help you, and tell them to shut up. All right? Recurrent or frequent nightmares. You know, you're just having nightmare after nightmare after nightmare after nightmare. Some of them are very intense. A lot of you are going through this right now. A lot of you are seeing terrible things in your dreams. Very violent. I can almost feel it and see it. So if you're having this, ask your angels to help you with this. Okay, at night, particularly, listen to me really careful here. At night, if you've been having a lot of nightmares, I'm going to suggest to you to go to YouTube. I know, I talk about YouTube a lot. I know. But that's okay. There's some really good stuff on YouTube. So, one thing that I would suggest to you is, first of all, if you're having problems sleeping, go over there. There's some really good guided meditations, some that I use, myself. I switch them off and on, some really cool stuff over there. Pay attention to my Twitter page. A lot of times, at night, especially at night, I will Twitter what I'm listening to. So if you want to know what I'm listening to, what is helping me, pay attention to my Twitter page. Because a lot of times I will post the songs that I'm listening to. And so that possibly will help you. Okay, not everybody's vibration is the same. So what's working for me might not work for you. But you're more than welcome to listen to the same things that I'm listening to and see if it works for you. But I will tell you, especially at night, pay attention to my Twitter page And a lot of times I will be posting what I'm listening to as I'm listening to it, okay? So pay attention to that. And that will help you, possibly. And if it doesn't resonate with you, find something that does resonate with you. All right, but if you're having nightmares, ask Archangel Raphael to help you with that and heal some of that stuff. Also, the other thing I will tell you, a lot of times in nightmares, a lot of you also are reliving past life stuff. I am going to do a show on past lives pretty quick coming up, maybe even next week. So a lot of you are especially wars. If you're in a war and you're reliving something, that could be you reliving a past life incident. So pay attention to that too. If you can, write down your dreams. Write down your nightmares. Write down what's going on. And, stuff like that. I'm going to look for somebody to be on this program to help us analyze dreams. I don't analyze dreams. I don't know how to do that. It's not one of my areas. And so, but I'm going to look for somebody. If anybody knows somebody that's really good, let me know. And I would love to have them on here. So to look at our dream life and how that does affect our present life. All right. Phil, and someone is watching you. Like you got eyes on you. Have you ever just had that? Just like the, okay, I know somebody's watching me, and that's sort of creepy feel. So that could be a psychic attack, especially if you recognize the eyes. The other day, I was at a friend's house, and I was sitting there, and the windows were open, the curtains were open, and all of a sudden, I saw eyes looking at me that I recognized, and I was like, no, not today. And so we got to take back our power. You got to take back your power. You know, psychic attacks are just a part of life. Unfortunately, there are people out there that just mess around with this, and unfortunately, I would tell people, you know, if you throw something at other people, I would be careful about that. I call it the boomerang effect. Have you ever thrown a boomerang? What does a boomerang do? Comes back to you, right? So anybody out there throwing energy at me or throwing energy at somebody else, I would tell you that I would be really careful about that, because it's going to come back and bite you right in your, so I would be careful. All right, so a discomfort or fear in a specific room or area in your home or office, okay? Let's say you just don't like going in your living room. It's just like every time you go in your living room, you're like, ugh, I don't like being in here. Or your basement. I know a lot of people that just don't like their basements. They're always calling me and saying, Michael, there's something weird in my basement. You know, it's like, I think a lot of people watch too much Hollywood stuff. But that's okay, I guess. You know, the creature in the basement. I think there's a movie out there called that, isn't there? Creature in the Basement? Or maybe that's Creature in the Blue Lagoon, or I don't know. All right. But you're trying, you know, you're following me, I hope. So if you're feeling something, you know, there, you know, that could be a psychic attack, you know. A loss of self-confidence, you know, like, you know, you had a whole bunch of confidence. You think, man, you know, I know who I am. And then the next day it's like, whoa, who am I? Yeah. A sudden loss of energy. You know, you're bouncing off the walls. The next day, you're like, you know, hardly get out of bed. Okay. Sudden illnesses that the doctors can't figure out. They just can't get it to it. You know, you have a side in your pain. You know, side in your pain. You have a pain in your side. Let's get my tongue working here. And a pain in your I don't know what I was saying there. Pain in your side. All right? And I think sometimes my brain and my tongues don't work together very well. But pain in your side. And I had that. I had, if you notice, I think it was like about a year or so ago, had like pain in my side. And I went to the hospital. I mean, I was bent over. I was at a friend's house. I was laying there. And the next morning, I woke up and I could not get up. I was bent over. I had to call the ambulance. They thought I was having an appendicitis attack. They did all kinds of x-rays, all kinds of examinations. They couldn't find anything. There was no explanation for that. Was that a psychic attack? Definitely was. Has it been dealt with? Definitely has. Okay. The one thing I will tell you, if you know you're under, let me just give you a heads up here. You know, let's say that you think that you're being attacked. Let's just say that, you know, you know for a fact that somebody's throwing energy at you. Should you throw negative energy back? Absolutely, positively, no. Boomerang. I know. Nobody likes to be attacked. Nobody likes this stuff. But I'm telling you that if you do something in retaliation, it's just going to keep boomeranging around. And somebody's going to get seriously hurt. That someone might be you. So just because somebody's throwing energy at you or at me that might be negative doesn't mean that we stoop to that. Somewhere in the world, we have to have light workers that stand up for right. That was free. That didn't cost you anything. Feeling someone touch you or bump into you when no one is present. Let's talk about that one. Okay, because that could be a whole bunch of stuff. Okay? Because there's always people touching me, always bumping into me. Not all of those people are bad. Okay? So some of them are my loved ones comforting me, being with me. You know, some of them are your loved ones. So, you know, I got a whole bunch of people around me. And so how do I know which ones are good, which ones are bad, or, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly? How do I know that? Trust my intuition. Trust the spirit within me. You got to do the same thing. Not everyone feeling you, touching you, or bumping into you is going to be someone you're going to have to kick to the curb. You know, you're going to have to just follow your intuition here. And that's why you have built-in intuition. Do you know that you got a built-in homing device right inside of you that's trying to get you home? Do you know that? You got a built-in GPS inside of you that is trying to get you home. Trying to get me home. So we got to listen to that a little more. Okay. Sudden depression. Okay, sudden depression. You know, you just feel like, oh, all I want to do is just sit and cry and cry and cry and cry. There's nothing wrong with crying. Maybe you need to cry. Maybe you need to release that. There's nothing wrong with that. Today, I got home from a situation. I got into my living room, and I just started crying. I'm not afraid to admit it. Because it was a release. I had to release that. I was overwhelmed. If you're feeling overwhelmed right now, cry. Scream. Throw something if you have to. Just be sure nobody's in the way. Don't hit anybody. Do what you have to do to release that pressure. We're all under pressure right now. And if we're thinking, okay, just because I am a spiritual being, I'm not going to have bad days, then we're fooling ourselves. We're going to have bad days, guys. And it's okay to have a bad day. It's just not okay to stay there. I don't know about you, but I don't have a cape on. I'm not a superhero. But the spirit within me is. And it helps me through situations. It helps me through those crazy days of my life. Okay? It just helps me. And it will help you too. Let's go ahead and talk to Maria really quick here. We're about running out of time. I just realized where we are time-wise. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Whatever you can pick up, if you can, or you have to have a specific question.
It would help me right now, especially right now, because my energy's a little weird today. It would help
sure,
me if I had, it would help me if I had a particular area.
Like job wise or anything like that. If you can pick up anything
okay.
good coming my way.
Definitely something good coming your way. You got an application out?
A few.
Okay, a few. Okay. All right. Is there a particular place you really want to work? Is there a particular place or particular area?
Yes, particular area.
Okay. All right. You got applications aimed that way?
Yes.
Okay. That is about to pop open. I'm going to go out on a limb, and this is pretty good, and this is pretty strong energy considering how I'm feeling a little bit today. So I'm going to go with this because this is the strongest energy I've had today. So I'm going to go with this. I'm going to go out on a huge limb, and I'm going to say that you're working by the end of the month in July. If not sooner. Or if not sooner. I'm hoping sooner. So, but
that's what I'm hoping to.
Yeah, we want sooner, but I'm seeing at least by the end of July. Okay.
Cool. I guess I have a little vacation. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's all the way we look at things, and you know, you're okay right now. Your finances are okay for right now. You know, if it goes too much longer, you could be hurting a little bit here.
Right.
But I would say by the end of July you should be working in the particular area you want to be working in. So keep manifesting it. I would keep seeing yourself, you know, going there, you know, clocking in. I don't know what kind of job it is, but you know, doing up the things that you have to do to see yourself manifest there. Okay, I definitely do that. And congratulations. I would say at least by the end of July. Please let me know when that happens. Okay. I didn't say if it happens. I said when it happens. So
when it happens.
So, yeah. So let me know when it happens. Okay.
God, yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead and grab Tony up here really quick. Hi, Tony. Whoop. Hold on. Everybody's spinning around circles here. All right. Tony, hi.
Hey, how you doing, Michael? How you doing today?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Yeah, I guess I was calling to get information in the area of career.
Okay. Okay. Has it been – does it – When I'm tapping into your career, it feels a little slow right now. Is that where we are right now? Just slow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it just feels very – I'm not going to use the word stagnated, but it's close. It's like really slow here. But the one good thing I got to tell you, Tony, that's about to change. I feel like you're approaching a launch pad moment in your life here with your career. And I feel like that this is going to be July as well. And so I feel like right around after the 4th of July here, somebody's going to approach you. And I feel like that this is going to be a great opportunity for you to advance forward and beyond. I would keep your eyes open for that. I feel like an opportunity is about to present itself. And this looks right after about the 4th of July. A lot of places are not doing a lot of stuff right now because this holiday is coming. But I would say right after the 4th of July, things should start popping for you. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Tony. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Rose, phone lines are closed. We got about 24 minutes left, so phone lines are closed. If you're feeling, you know, like stuff going on, and you just can't put your finger on it, is it possible somebody's doing something that they shouldn't be doing towards you? Possible. What do you do about it? Is this. White light yourself, put some shields up. You know, have you ever seen Star Trek? I love Star Trek. I just stood up. So, just give you a warning. Have you ever seen Star Trek? There's an approaching enemy ship. You know, they're looking out there into space, and all of a sudden, somebody says, "Hey, Captain, there's an enemy ship." Okay, the captain goes, "Oh, shields up." Got it? So if you're feeling something, if you're seeing something on the horizon, you know, you're seeing that little negative thing headed your way, push the button, shields up. Do you know that the Enterprise, I just got done watching Star Trek, so you got to just bear with me for a little bit. Do you know that the Enterprise really never attacked anybody? Please listen. I look at the Enterprise a lot of times, and I think of light workers. Real light workers. And I think, okay, we don't attack. I've never have in my life have ever thrown negative energy at anybody, or will I ever in an attack. Now, I'm going to back up. I have a right, you have a right to defend ourselves. I had a karate instructor. I did martial arts for a while until I kept falling down too much, and then I thought, okay, this isn't working out very well. But I remember my instructor, and you know, we were always taught, if you ever took martial arts, we are taught that you do not attack, but you have a right to defend yourself. But you also only have a right to defend yourself on how much ever the attack is. The you know, like if somebody's coming at you with a knife, then you have the right to use more force to protect yourself. In psychic attacks or anything like that, you have a right to protect yourself. Put your shields up. You know, I usually, if I feel an attack, I usually send out a warning. I let my angels send out a warning. And then if it continues, then I send it over to my angels that are there to protect me and guard me and watch over me. And I let them take care of the problem. But I don't do it in anger. I don't do it in any way to harm anybody. I just send it back to them if they're sending me something, because it doesn't belong to me. So if you're feeling an attack, don't do it in anger. Don't do it in frustration. Don't do it in any vengeance. But if somebody's sending you something and it don't feel right to you, you got every right to send it back to them, because it does not belong to you. Okay? But first of all, you put shields up. Then you send a warning. I remember Captain Kirk, you know, I remember one time they were in a battle, and, you know, these people shot, you know, a missile at them. And Captain Kirk got on there and he goes, on his little intercom thing and said, okay, you know, this is not exactly what he said, so, but I want to paraphrase it. You know, he said, okay, if you do that crap one more time, we're going to send it back to you. So you got a right to protect yourselves, but do it in the way of love and light, okay? Try to work from a place of love and light. I know that it is hard sometimes to work from a place of love and light. I know it is, okay? Trust me. I definitely know it is. But I also know that that's who I am. Do I have frustrating days? Do I have days when I want to scream at the top of my lungs and I want to throw stuff across my yard? Yes, I do. But I know this. I know that in me is something bigger than me, something beyond me. And I know that a better world is coming. Do I get frustrated with the world that I'm in at the moment? Absolutely, positively, yes. I do. But I love everybody in it. I want to say that again. I love everybody. I try to love everybody. I do my very best. I even love people that don't love me. Or at least I try. You know, I know that Michael has a few rough edges here and there. I know that. But, you know, I love Michael even with his rough edges. And I love you even with your rough edges. So if we get a little crazy every once in a while and we scream and yell, it's okay. Just don't stay there. And above all else, don't, if you're frustrated, don't be part of the problem. Be a part of the solution by walking away. You know, somebody's in your face and you know that they're having a bad day. Don't add your bad day to their bad day. Because then, if you add a bad day and a bad day together, what is that going to equal? Probably a really bad, terrible day. So if you're having a bad day, keep your bad day to yourself and don't add that to somebody else's bad day. You know, I call bad day pray day. I want to say that again. You know, if you're having a bad day, it's pray day. When we're in these moments, when we're frustrated and we're having a bad day, it's pray day. It's like, Father, Mother, God, man, you know, I'm just having one of those moments. I'm having one of my human experiences, and it's really getting to me, and I just want to scream at the top of my lungs, and Father, Mother, God, I just don't know what to do, and following me, it's pray day. It's pray day. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I know that I'm a spiritual being housed in a human form. I know that without a doubt. Father, Mother, God, today the world to me is a little overwhelming. But I know to where to run to. You are my strong and you're my mighty fortress. And Father, Mother, God, today I put shields up with your help. Today I just feel a little overwhelmed emotionally. Today I feel a little bit too human today. But it's okay because it's part of my growing experience. It's part of that human experience that you want me to go through. And if you want me to go through it, then that's okay, because there's lessons that I need to learn. And Father, Mother, God, please let me learn the lessons quick so I can get out of this part. And Father, Mother, God, for the people that might be getting on my nerves today, it's probably just my view of the world today. And so please don't let my bad day be their bad day. Father, Mother, God, let me love like you love. Let me love myself as you love me. And I know that it's okay for me to be where I'm at right now. And that's all right. Just don't leave me here. And Father, Mother, God, if there's somebody listening to my voice right now that maybe they can relate to this prayer and they're in that bad day moment, and it just feels like no matter what they do, they just can't find an answer or a way out. You know, it just feels like no matter how hard they try, it just feels like it gets harder and harder. Feels like they're trying to dig out of a hole, but people keep shoving dirt in their face. Let me be the person that reaches down and helps them today out of that hole, as I help myself out of mine. Father, Mother, God, we are human. We're in human forms. We are going to have emotions. Let us learn how to use them for higher good. Let's not work in lower energy, but let us work in a higher vibration. Let us go up a little higher today. Let us serve notice to the lower energies and say, I ain't going backwards, I'm going forwards. No matter how hard that might be, I am not stepping into the person that I used to be. Not today, not tomorrow, never again. Father, Mother, God, help us to stop looking in the rearview mirror and let us look forward. Let us see all the blessings and all the good things that you're about to pour into our lives. Because you said that when the battle heats up, then that means that we are close to a victory. Because the enemies, the lower energies, they don't want us to advance. They don't want us to shine. But I don't give a what they say. Because I know what you say about me and what you say about us as a human race, that we can awaken, that we can accomplish what we are been put here to do. You never said that my days are always going to be sunshine and roses and apple pie and lemonade. Along the roses, sometimes there are going to be those thorns that prick me and poke on me and make me bleed every once in a while. But you will be the band-aid to help me. You never said that it was going to be easy. But you said that you would never leave me or ever forsake me. And I stand on that. I believe that. I've been through battles before, and you've been there, Father, Mother, God, and I know that right now you're going to be here in this one. If I need to rest, let me rest. If I need to stand, let me stand. Don't let me lose ground. Father, Mother, God, touch all of us right now. There's a lot of us that just, sometimes we just don't feel like we fit here on our planet. Let us understand our purpose. Let us understand the reasoning why we're here. For it helps when we know that. I know why I'm here. I know my purpose. My purpose is to help others awaken. So I thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, help us all be what you want us to be. And as we get ready to end today's program, please be with us until we're together again. Watch over us, take care of us, meet our every need. And we thank you for that. And thank you for the angels that are working on our behalf right now. And we say namaste. And we say amen. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I appreciate you so much. Continue to pray for one another. We all need it. Do you know that we're in this together? You and I, together? I'm sitting back down. That's the chair. Oh, so, do you know that we're all in this together? So if you need a friend, if you need somebody to reach out to, insightswithmichaelymail.com is my email address. You can also reach me at youareawakening@gmail.com. You can go to www.insightswithmichael.com, and you can use the contact form on there, or you can call the phone number that's listed on the website right there, and I'll be in my office for a little bit after the show. And so if you need somebody, reach out. If you would like to set up a reading with me, 20 minutes, $20 right now until the 20th. That ends on the 20th. That's 2 days away. And so, all right. Tomorrow, Candy will be with us at 1 o'clock talking about twin flames, how she found hers and how we can find ours, how we can draw that to us. And all that stuff. So if you don't know anything about twin flames, I don't know much about twin flames. Join us tomorrow at 1 p.m. And Candy's an expert, and so she will be helping us. All right? That's tomorrow. Don't miss it. All right? Most likely, we will not be doing any readings on tomorrow's program. As far as I know, we will not be doing any readings tomorrow. But Candy will be talking to us about twin flames, and we'll see where Spirit leads us. But right now, I would say that we're not doing any readings tomorrow. And I will tell you that we will be on there probably Friday and Saturday. That has changed. I will be on there on Friday and Saturday. Tomorrow we probably will not be doing any readings since I do have a guest with me. Okay? Hopefully you can join us tomorrow. Appreciate you being there today. I had some really good calls today. Hopefully I've helped you. You know, I know that sometimes I'm not telling you what you want to hear, but I will always tell you that I'm telling you what I'm picking up, and that's all I can do. I mean, that's all I can do. I don't think you want me making something up. I don't think you want that from me. And if you do, then you're listening to the wrong show, because that is never going to happen. because that's the reason why I do what I do, because I wanted real. I told Spirit when I started that I wouldn't do this unless I was real. And because I was tired of the what I call fortune-telling people out there that just tell you what you want to hear just to get in your pocketbook. I'm not one of those. And so I'm considered the real deal. And if you don't believe that, just give me a ring and let's set up a reading and let's prove it. And so, set up a reading with me, www.insightswithmichael.com. You know, it hurts me sometimes when I have to tell you that your relationship's not going to work out. I don't get any pleasure out of doing that. It hurts me. I cry. Because I want what's best for you. And, you know, it hurts me when I know that I'm telling you something that you're not really wanting to hear, and that hurts you. I don't like that. But I also know that spirit wants what's for your higher good. And I had to learn that a long time ago when I started doing readings, because sometimes my readings are pretty blunt and to the point. But I know that we don't have a lot of time to wait. We don't have a lot of time to get where we're going. So sometimes spirit has to be blunt and to the point. Okay? All right. But know this, spirit loves you. That's all I know. That's all I can tell you. Spirit loves you. But sometimes, just like a loving father or a loving mother, sometimes they have to say no. And, you know, nobody likes to hear no. Nobody likes that word. But sometimes it's necessary, and it's for a higher good a lot of times, okay? All right, I love you. You be you, and I'll be me, and tomorrow join me and Candy, and let's see what happens, okay? I love you, and have a good day, and I will try, all right? It's all we can do, and, you know, so if your day started out rocky, let's try to end it on a better note, okay? All right. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We're going to go ahead and end with the song that we opened with, and I Believe I Can Fly, and I Believe You Can Too. Talk to you tomorrow at 1 p.m. Bye-bye.
Nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do. You'll either want to sing